All right, let's get into some action steps now with attitude and routine. And I'm going to talk about routine first, but then connect it back with some action steps for attitude as well. So I want you to understand right off the bat that attitude and routine go hand in hand. They're interlocking. They go well together, okay? And just like this image, they can create a really beautiful pattern if they all fit properly together. If you have blocks here, and I used to do cobblestone and pavement stone in different projects, you can get really complicated patterns. If you had one thing off at the start of a pattern, that problem becomes exacerbated the longer you lay down the stonework. So it becomes worse and worse and worse. Attitude and routine go really well together. If you have a good attitude, you most likely will have a better routine. But more importantly, if you have a good routine, you will have a better attitude in the end. So let's talk about this. What makes a perfect routine for you? And again, I'm going to say in a routine, you are in control of what's happening. That's why routine is so important. If you talk to anybody that's extremely successful, they all have routines that they rely on, okay? What happens with a routine is it becomes subconscious and you don't even have to think about it or put work into it after a while. So one of the challenges, I'm going to mention this again in the action step slide, but I really want you to develop a routine that works for you. I am going to give you some ideas that work for me. That's not my suggestion for you. My suggestion is that you take the ideas that I'm using, you take other people's ideas, you get into other people's heads and find a perfect routine for you. Last week or the last lesson, we talked about the importance for a business routine. Now I'm talking about a personal routine, okay? And this will have a great effect on your business. This will have a great effect on your attitude, generally speaking. First of all, well, and you know what? Sorry, I'm going to mention one more thing. The first time you drove a car, the first time you were practicing another language, the first time you were, I don't know, writing letters on a page, practicing your printing skills, the first time you sang a certain song, the first time you practiced a certain instrument, the first time you did almost anything, it was uncomfortable and awkward and you weren't very good at it. That's what your routine will be like too, just so you know. Once you set the routine, once you've done it 100 times, once you've done it 1,000 times, guess what? Just like driving, you don't have to consciously think, oh, did I check my rearview mirror? Did I put my signal light on? Did I turn the headlights on? Did I fill up the vehicle with gas? You subconsciously do all of those things. Why? Because you have a routine, because you've done it so many times. So one of the secrets of attitude and one of the secrets of routine is simply doing it. Once you do it many, many times, things will become subconscious and you don't have to consciously think, oh, how's my attitude right now? Which is really helpful. So first of all, start off well. Start off your day. I talked about this before with in so many ways. I'm going to mention it again. Your mornings are your most important part of your day. The better your mornings, the better your day, period. I don't care if you're a morning person or a night person. I don't care if you, research proves over and over and over again that your best hours, your most consistent hours, your most efficient hours for business and life happen in the morning. So start it off well. Start with, I'll give you some ideas of things that I've done for my routine. My routine switches. I switch it every once in a while. If it's getting a little bit old or a little bit stale, if I'm not getting as much out of it, I'll switch something in it, okay? But actually getting into that routine itself is automatic for me. So start off with exercise or start off with something positive. For me, I like to learn something, but you could read something, you could watch something inspiring, you could watch something even funny. Practice gratitude. That's another thing that you need to do in the morning. Also review your goals and mission statement in the morning. Ask yourself great questions. Take a look at your day. Actually go through what you're going to be doing that day and visualize how each interaction will be great. Practice affirmations. Brainstorm how to bring more value to others in your business or in your relationships. Listen to something inspiring or watch something funny or read a great quote. This list could be endless. And what I've done in the past and what I've taught a lot of clients to do is to spend a decent amount of money on a really nice journal. And that's an important part because when you spend money and it's very satisfying to have this in your hands and to smell it, if it's good leather or whatever it is, when you've got a really good quality journal and a great quality pen that you use for it, what you're doing is creating a connection in your brain that journaling is going to be actually profitable or helpful or fun. And then what you do is do these things. So for example, my current routine, and this changes all the time, my current routine is I wake up, I learn something for about a half hour, I work out, then I study goals and mission statement, that kind of stuff, and then I go off and have my shower and eat breakfast and stuff and get ready for my day. That's my current routine. In my routine at different times, I've gone really extensively into my journal. So often I will spend time in a journal and I will have a section dedicated to three things that I'm really grateful for. And when I do gratitude, so know that in the action steps, I'm going to say practice gratitude in different ways, and I'm going to say it here as well. I'm going to have a video uploaded in this lesson so that you can watch that video. It's an excellent video on getting a new perspective on gratitude. Practice gratitude on a daily basis. When you write down a few things that you're grateful for, don't simply write them down. And if you don't have a journal, that's fine. Think about the things you're grateful. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for? And then sit with it for a little while. Don't do this quickly. Take your time. If it takes, well, I don't know. If you do it for a really long time, it can take, what, 2 or 3 minutes? That's very little of your day that you're dedicating. When you practice gratitude, it's one of the most powerful things you can do to have an effect on your attitude every day. And when you think of something you're grateful for, I want you to sit in it, visualize it, be there as if it's happening right now. And you will find that you often have a smile on your face when you've practiced this. Very, 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 very important, okay? Next, you need to come up with something throughout the day. Sorry, I'm gonna finish off with the journal. So I would have a section dedicated to gratitude, a section dedicated to 5 new business ideas and ways that I bring value to my clients and people around me, a section on what I learned that day, as well as a section where I wrote out my goal. Specifically, I wrote out my goal every single day. And that was really helpful for me. And then I also had an evening section that I'll get to in a minute. Throughout the day, find natural times where you can take a quick break or rest and regroup. And in that time, ask yourself, how am I feeling? Maybe take a few breaths. Maybe practice some mindfulness. Look at a picture or quote that reminds you of something great or recenters you. Maybe every time you go to the washroom, your break is to smile at yourself in a sincere way in the washroom. Ask yourself, what am I happy about? Ask yourself, what am I grateful for? Or you ask yourself some of those questions. Throughout the day, if you get really good at asking yourself those questions and practicing those, committing to yourself and committing to having a great state, other people will see the effect almost immediately. One thing that happened to me, I didn't mention this with starting off well. One thing that happened with me was I started to make sure that I, when anyone else in the house, in my family, whenever anyone else woke up, that they were greeted with a smile from me. I made a commitment to make sure I smiled at anyone who woke up. I always wake up early, or earlier than other people. And you know what? That changed other people's days. It affected them, that routine for myself. Next, make sure that evenings are important and they are emphasized. If you have had a rough evening, if you had an argument with somebody you care about, and then you feel bad going to bed and you get to bed late, that is a recipe for disaster. You are not going to start off well the next day. You're probably not going to get out of bed at the same time you want to. You're probably not going to do the things you want to do. So the evenings actually are quite important. And what you need to do in the evenings is make sure that you have, again, a routine. So, I don't know, brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, washing your face, whatever that routine is. Often what I'll do is I don't have any kind of like electronics for the last half an hour of the day. I read instead. That quietens my mind and I sleep far better when I do that. I make sure electronics are not close to me. We talked about that a little bit and we've talked about a lot of evening routine before. That's okay. But another thing that you want to do is come up with a routine that works for you, that settles you, puts your mind to rest. Here's the other thing I used to do in my journal, and that I probably will do again. I switch it up every once in a while. One thing that I often do in my journal is that I'll keep a section dedicated for 3 things that I did well that day. 3 things that I did well that day, and 3 things that are 1 thing that I'll make better the next day. 3 things that I did well, 1 thing that I did that I want to make better. What happens with that is it will allow you to go to bed with the stuff that you're doing right in the top of your head. Top of mind, you'll go to bed going, hey, wait a second, this is a rough day, but I did a lot of things well. That's extremely important for people. Because when you feel good, if you've got a routine, you'll go to bed earlier. And when you practice practice what you're doing well and seeing your wins of the day, things that you did that are helping you, what will start to happen is you'll go to bed feeling good. When you feel good about yourself, you are more motivated to start the next day because it's a new day to do things right, to do things well, rather than a new day to feel ashamed of yourself. I'm not going to get into this too much right now. Keep in mind that, in my opinion, this is vital. This is absolutely vital. If you have questions, again, find a way to contact me, whether it's a group call or whatever you're doing, whatever program you're involved in. Make sure that you are, make sure you're contacting me, because routines are so important. I think that they're a key for the day. They're a key for your attitude. They're a key to see how you develop success in your life with whatever you want to. But especially when it comes to stuff like business, because business, you need so many a variety of so many skills. Okay, action steps. Let's get into this. So speak with gratitude. And I talked about this. When anyone asks you about your partner, an intimate partner, when anyone asks you about your job or your business, when anyone asks you about how you're doing, focus on the things that are going well for most people. Now, there are some people, like if you've got a therapist, if you've got a coach, if you've got somebody who's really safe to be around and that it's pertinent information, sometimes you can share with those people what's going on, because they can help you with the more difficult stuff. But the average person that you meet, they don't care if you're not doing all right. They don't care. So speak with gratitude about what's going well. And you know what? It'll make an impression on them, and it will change your understanding of how much you like your partner and your business and your job and your clients and all those other things, your tenants, your whoever it is, okay? If you're struggling with somebody in your life, speak about them with gratitude constantly. Be sincere, don't make stuff up, be sincere, and it'll make a big difference for you. You'll complain less, you'll enjoy what you do far more. Next, consistently visualize what you want and how you want to be, act, or think. This is another practice. So again, with these action steps, pick one or two that really jump out to you and practice them. Consistently visualize what you want and how you want to be, how you want to act, how you want to think. This will change your actions and have an effect on what you receive from others. The more you visualize, the more your brain is convinced that that's reality. Again, you can confuse your brain into believing some things that are completely untrue if you visualize them enough. And nothing happens, nothing really takes place in the world until people visualize it on some level. This is actually a rule of thumb that somebody will produce a sci-fi flick, and then after the science fiction flick is produced, what will happen is people will come up with actually developing that. I'll give you an example. I remember growing up and watching Star Trek and thinking, whoa, people are like beaming each other up. People are speaking on a screen with another person live. They're speaking face-to-face live, even though there's a great distance between them. Well, guess what? Guess what FaceTime is? Guess what every person can do every day now? It's fairly easy. It's fairly straightforward now. At one time, that didn't exist. It needed to be visualized first. Practice visualization, and you will become better at it, and it will affect your attitude, and it'll affect your results. Next, practice kindness, but I'm going to say this. Practice kindness to yourself. We are often far meaner to ourselves than any other person possibly could be. We're often far meaner to ourselves than any other person would dare to be. We say mean things to ourselves. Practice kindness to yourself. When you catch what you're saying to yourself and practice kindness, for example, instead of saying you're an idiot, starting to notice what is the action involved there. We talk about this communication. Instead of calling yourself a name, I'm so useless, start a statement about who you are as a person, start commenting on the action. Oh, that didn't help. That makes it far easier to have a good attitude, to feel better about yourself, and to work with all these other techniques that I'm giving you, okay? Next, it's who you know, right? So spend time with the right people. Again, that Jim Rohn quote of you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Spend some of your time, here's what I'm gonna say, spend some of your time with people beyond you in certain areas, even with attitude. But if you're a business person, you want to grow your business, find somebody that's grown their business and is good at it and has a great attitude and spend time with them. also spend some time with people you invest in. They're growing from you. And spend some time with people on your own playing field, people that are close to you, because you learn and grow in different ways in the current market. And what I'd recommend with that is pay for it if it's needed. Pay for it if it's needed. If you don't know anyone with a great attitude, find somebody with a great attitude and pay them to be your friend. Whether it's a coach or a mentor or whoever it is, whether it's a coffee or a more formal relationship, whatever it is, pay that. There are some people who aren't even in my industry who I don't even know if I'm going to gain a lot of knowledge from in their area of expertise, but they're such fantastic people that I will pay for their program to spend time with them and get to know them. Because it's an excuse. Now they have to spend time with me. I'm paying them to do it. And you know what? We often become friends. We often get to know each other a little bit. Make sure that you're investing in some people, and also make sure that some people are investing in you. It's a very, very important point, okay? I found the best relationships are those who invested in me because I spent some money. Though that's my personal experience, I find that's where I've gained the most from in relationships, paying other people for being my friend, basically. And then lastly, develop the perfect routine. What I want you to do with the perfect routine is this action step, is experiment with it, play with it, try different ideas. There are going to be different ideas that come your way, and that's okay. Continue to mess around with these. The more you practice, the better you'll get, and the more you will find a system that works for you. So I gave you my system, a lot of things that I've done. Find what works for you. Talk to people in your industry or your family or the people around you that you respect, that you can learn from, and ask what they do. How did they help their attitude? How did they keep a routine that works with them? And the more you ask, the more you will be able to figure out what systems work for you. Because everyone's a little bit different. We're all wired a little bit differently. The more you ask, the more you find from other people what they do, the more you will be able to create a hybrid for you that works really well. I really like doing these videos. I really like this section in particular, simply because attitude is so important. It's like one of the most underrated things you can do. I have found that my attitude has opened more doors to me in relationship with others than almost anything I've ever done. It's far more important than the actions I've taken, my attitude. People say it's 90% mental. Sometimes if you talk to people who are more realistic, they say it's 130% mental. Everything is mental. Everything comes back to this stuff. So ask yourself right now, what is one thing I can do out of this list that will start to have the biggest impact on me? And then go out and do it and enjoy the process.